This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Folks, we make it our business to always check in with our folks in St. Tammany because they are very important to the region economically and otherwise. And Lacey Osborne has agreed to join us every month, CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So, Lacey, everyone kind of looks at, you know, first their neighborhood, then their community on this as we approach this 20th anniversary of Katrina. And a lot of times we really forget about what has happened to the others around us. I don't know if you've had that same experience when you talk to folks. But St. Tammany had some significant trials and tribulations as it relates to the aftermath of Katrina. Talk to us a little bit about what you remember.
I actually had this conversation earlier this week with Stephen Jordan. He, at the time, was with the U.S. Chamber, who created a disaster response division of the U.S. Chamber. So here we are 20 years later, and he's going to write a book and create a fellows organization to help advise communities in the future when such disasters happen. They get funding. What do they do with it? How do they distribute it? So I appreciate Stephen's work and how it can help. But the biggest thing he is recalling about St. Tammany is not so much what happened during the storm as what happened after the storm with the population surge and the culture shift. And we had a conversation. We got so many new residents from St. Bernard, for example, and the memories of just welcoming some of the businesses. We have a photographer. His name is Chuck Billiott, and he's very active with the chamber. It was a horrible situation, but here we are 20 years later, and we celebrate Chuck, and there's a pharmacy, CNC Pharmacy. They completely moved over here. So we, you know, it's like we called them St. Tamminards, you know, the people, in a loving way, of course, a welcoming way. It just, you could feel the difference in the culture, in a positive way. There was just more traffic in the grocery stores. There was more lines at the gas stations. And here we are. There's just, our population has since grown further. So I would say for St. Tammany, you know, the bridge that was destroyed from Slidell to New Orleans East is huge. And it came back so fast. So we were very fortunate with the response from, we had our former, well, Kevin Davis was our parish president at the time, and when his term was up, he moved on to work with Governor Jindal on his emergency response team. So here we are
Saint
today. St.
Tammany was kind of a little bit of the tale of two parishes, right? The east side of the parish, a lot more significantly impacted by Katrina than the west side of the parish.
Correct. Their downtown, Old Town, flooded. So they had a lot of flooding. And St. Tammany West had more tree and wind damage. I remember the number being 800 homes were destroyed in St. Tammany West by trees. But I don't know the number in Slidell, but it was high. And their city hall, their municipal auditorium, all the historic buildings in Old Town had to be rebuilt or refurbished and restored. And they are going to have a big commemoration ceremony Saturday at 4 p.m. in their municipal auditorium.
Also, we're visiting with Lacey Osborne, CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. A lot of the population migration actually ended up residing in North St. Tammany in many respects, which was, it was more difficult, I guess, to bring these folks in because of that is a more rural part of the parish, right?
Yes. Honestly, I've never heard that before as far as statistics, what the percent of population are in Slidell or Covington or Folsom. And we work closely with Tangipahoe. They also have grown significantly in population. So I don't know those numbers, Newell, but I do know, I do hear I'm moving to Folsom. It's kind of, yeah. And one of our coworkers, she and her husband moved to Folsom. They just like the country. And, one of the other latest developments here is Highway 190 through Covington. All right, so you get on the causeway is 190. So you get off the causeway, you're in Mandeville, and you're on 190. And as soon as you go under I-12, you're in Covington. Not city limits, but Covington addresses. Well, it was pre-Katrina when the chamber worked with then the late Senator Henkel and former Senator Vitter and the Causeway Commission to widen 190 from 4 to 6 lanes. I think that was 2002. So it post-Katrina, we had those 6 lanes. And then later, it became 6 lanes from Harrison Avenue to the Claiborne Avenue Bridge, which was 2 lanes. So we went from 4 to 6 lanes, but you still had that bridge at 2 lanes. And it's miserable in the afternoon for those that have to travel, my coworker that lives in Folsom. However, construction is nearly complete on the new bridge, and mm-hmm. it's making a big difference.
Absolutely. Now let's pivot, current days here in St. Tammany. Obviously, you guys have been focusing on growth and how to smart growth and how to bring that about in St. Tammany Parish. And you have, and I think y'all have participated on a home rule charter committee. And they are how is that going, and how will that be implemented?
Well, it's hoping the committee, again, is led by Kevin Davis, our former parish president, and it has, I believe, 11 members. They have been meeting monthly, and they've pushed it up. They're meeting every other week now, and they have gotten very little public input. But we had some of our board members testify to them on some recommendations, including a parish manager model for the administration, and then just some other not voted on by our board, not formal recommendations until their last meeting 2 weeks ago. Our board, we had a special meeting, we met with our public policy committee, and we did make 3 formal recommendations to the committee. So those recommendations are the only formal recommendations that we, the chamber, have made.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
So what, when we think about this, just so the listening audience understands the importance of SAME, what does this mean for not only the residents, but businesses?
Well, businesses, you know, again, and you're right, there's many opinions on the Home Rule Charter and what it means specifically. Right now, the big hot issue is the number of council members. We have 14, and it's the largest parish council in the metro area. The business community, we, the chamber, have no official recommendation on that issue, but it is the most talked about issue, and we do see benefits. So to answer your question, we just want to emphasize the importance of nimble and efficient local government. It can significantly catalyze local business growth by removing some of the barriers. I know my colleagues at the Jefferson and the New Orleans Chamber recently did some research and surveys on permitting, businesses getting permits, and the delays that somehow happen in the bureaucracy, in the halls of the local government. So the voice of business, we want a favorable environment for entrepreneurship, innovation, more job creation that will lead to a stronger economy.
Yeah. So why don't we do this? Let's jump into what you guys have actually proposed before we run out of time here. I want to make sure that we cover that.
Okay. Well, our specifics are the parish manager model. That's our number one. We think it would streamline processes and reduce bureaucracy in things such as permitting and licensing. The second one is an office of inspector
so
general.
Can I ask a question about that? Would the parish manager be someone hired by the council, or would there still be the election of a parish president who would hire the parish manager? How do y'all see that working?
That's a good question. I haven't gotten into the specifics of that, but I believe
okay. Let's go to item two then.
Yeah. Okay. An office for inspector general. Just the transparency and the trust issues. And it's kind of viewed with hesitation, I believe, by some elected officials. You know, we want trust. And the only way we're going to get it at this point, with the voter turnout that we've had and the failed sales tax renewals and tax rededication, to foster a sense of partnership and trust. We believe that we could thrive and expand in an environment where citizens know that the Inspector General is hearing their concerns and addressing them. So that's number two. Number three is referendums. And we had a lot of questions. What does that mean? So without getting into great detail, we want to protect misuse of referendums, but it's a vote, it's an election where thresholds are based on the average voter turnout over a set period rather than a single election. So we could probably have an interview just on referendums, but the low voter turnout and how it impacts things, such as the parish budget, is a big concern right now.
And number four?
Okay, number four goes back to that most talked about issue, the size of the parish council. Back in 2002, when the Home Rule Charter had a review, the BGR, Bureau of Governmental Research, made a recommendation to reduce the size of the parish council. So we have had former parish council members give feedback, current parish council members, regarding reducing the size to either 7 with 2 at-large seats or 7 district seats. So our board leadership agrees that this needs to be evaluated. But when we have one-on-ones with current council members, there's concern about the cost. There's concern about redistricting. And now that we are in the year 2025, with the next census being in 2030, maybe we should wait until 2030. Okay, that's 5 years down the road, and those are legitimate concerns about redistricting and the population. But our board of directors, and we get a lot of input, and one of the council members said, well, did you survey your members? No, we did not. It's just talked about on a regular basis. There have been events on this. BGR came back less than a year ago on that specific topic. So it's I guess I could use the word controversial, because there are those that are adamantly opposed to it, and there are those that are open-minded, and there are those that think, no, we need to reduce the size. And the concerns are from the rural areas, concerned about them not having adequate representation, the minority representation. Those are just two. And this is how we feel. We feel you are the current parish council, you are the elected leadership. The Home Rule Charter Commission, committee, it is not a commission. So they can't make recommendations that will go straight to the voters. If they were a commission, their recommendations would go straight to the voters. But they're a committee. So their recommendations are going to go to the council. The council will then have to approve any recommendation, including an inspector general, parish manager, or reducing the size of the council, will go to a vote of the people. So all their recommendation is not the final decision. The final decision will rest with the voters. So it's complicated.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Obviously, you know, with term limits, it's a lot different than when there were no term limits for individuals, right? I mean, your council members have term limits?
Yes, that was voted on during the last Home Rule Charter review, and the term limits are 3 terms. So we currently have 2 council members who have 1 more term after this because it was retroactive. So they were elected when that 3-year term limit, 4-year term limits were put into practice. So they each have 1 more term.
Yeah. See, all of that, you know, you take into consideration. It may be that you wait till 2030. You do the adoption and the districting now. If there's going to be a challenge, have it go through the court so that by 2030, you know, everybody's waiting on a census. Y'all pretty much know how many people you have in St. Tammany. I mean, there's so many ways of collecting that data and looking at that data now, you know, and updating it every year as you get closer and closer. It's not going to be some major transformational change in the population over this period of time unless we have another storm. And then, you know, you kind of have to start things over and maybe more people end up moving to the North Shore. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is you're not going to have these appreciable jumps, you know, for in the near future, especially for a vast majority of the land there. So it's going to be interesting to see how it works out. Nobody's going to vote themselves out of a job, though. that's the real challenge.
Yeah, that's what we hope they will not consider. It's not about you as an individual or an elected official. It's about what's best for your children, your grandchildren.
I say it all the time. The entity's interest always outweighs the individual. But human nature is they will not vote themselves out of a job. Yeah, those people, in my 40 years in public service, that I've run across are few and far between.
Yeah.
And so that makes this challenge a very, very difficult one. Not any less worthy, just difficult for sure. Well, Lacey, thank you so much for joining us. Really enjoyed the conversation today. Lacey Osborne, CEO and President of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll visit with Arthur Hardy, and we'll find out, we'll talk about the first Mardi Gras after Katrina and what that meant. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.